Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS High in the World. I'm John Batchelor, AP from Beijing. China said that it had established a, quote, strategic partnership with the Palestinian Authority during a visit to Beijing by Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Malcolm Holein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, is with me, and we're very pleased to be joined by Carice Witte, the founder and executive director of Signal Group, that Sino-Israel Global Network and Academic Leadership. Malcolm?
Yes, the visit of Abbas is obviously a unique moment. I think it hasn't been there for years, and it's a further reflection of China's extending its role in the Middle East. Do you think anything will come of the visit? Does China really want to broker a Middle East deal? Do they see themselves in that kind of position to bring Israel and the Palestinians together? How do you evaluate this in the context of the larger upgrade of activities by China in the Middle East?
Well, thank you very much for that question. It's it in and of itself is has some concerning factors for Israel. It does not promise great success for its stated goal of trying to find a new way to address the conflict. I don't see down the line that this partnership is going to lead to serious fruits. We've seen many efforts by China over the last dozen years to have the rhetoric of support for the Palestinian Authority, but they don't put money behind it, and they have had no political capital to weigh in on it. Now China is on a sort of a diplomatic high off the success of the Saudi-Iran rapprochement that they brokered. And from that tailwind, seem to think that they can move the needle somehow on the Israel-Palestinian conflict. However, their aim is to move the conflict into the United Nations, bring in the international community. And I think Israel and the United States are very well aware of what that means. And beyond that, they're talking about using the Global Security Initiative, an initiative launched by President Xi Jinping under a year ago, to serve as the security architecture for the Middle East region. And included in the Saudi-Iran deal is this global security initiative, which says that no country can advance its own security without advancing if it causes concern to the security of another country. And this was Putin's justification for entering Ukraine. And now we can expect that this security approach is what China wants to use with the Palestinians and the Israelis, saying that there's an equivalence between security concerns by Israel and security concerns by the Palestinian Authority, where there is a very longstanding understanding among the U.S., the Palestinians and Israel, that any agreement is about security for Israel in return for land and et cetera for the Palestinian people. So it could be a game changer if it were to sink in and move forward. But I don't see the Chinese actually putting money or action behind it.
I'm not certain of this, Carice, because I've not read it. But the Shanghai Cooperation Organization is welcoming many new members and many new observers. It's right now constructing itself as a friend of Russia. At least Russia participates in it. Are we anticipating that the Palestinian Authority will join the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, maybe as an observer at first?
This is possible. They have brought in Iran. Iran is now a full member. Saudi Arabia is an observer. And there may be moves to open various institutions, international institutions, to the Palestinian Authority, that treating it as a country, which it is not yet officially a country. So this is a possibility. The question is, what would that provide? What would that actually result in? For example, the Chinese back in 2015 wanted to establish a solar power plant in the Palestinian Authority. And they were not able to manage the relations between the military unit that oversees the Palestinian Authority, COGAT, and the Palestinian Authority. They were not able to manage that dialogue in a way that could effectively establish just a solar power plant. And if you look at the agreement with the Palestinian Authority, one of the three things they've promised is a solar power plant. What has changed that will allow the Chinese to succeed in setting that up? I don't know. What would result from joining the Shanghai Cooperation Organization? It might give a better feeling to the leadership of the Palestinian Authority. But practically speaking, I don't see China investing in the Palestinian Authority.
Malcolm?
What do you see, though, the longer term goals then of China? We know that they want oil. They want it from Saudi Arabia, and they buy from Iran at the same time, and are always looking for additional sources of energy. They have an insatiable appetite. But there is something bigger here. How does what their activities, and especially on what could be a military level, tie into the Belt and Road? The economic ties, the extended diplomatic activity, is this all an extension of that initiative to create a much bigger footprint, a global footprint?
Certainly, China already has a global footprint. I think what the Middle East offers and the digital Silk Road of China across the Middle East is quite advanced. China is developing cities from scratch, smart cities, secure cities with surveillance equipment from China. But what I would say is the bigger picture of the diplomatic efforts in tandem with the high tech and infrastructure projects is in the Middle East to use it as a testing ground for the success of reshaping aspects of global governance that would more suit China, which President Xi has said is one of the major goals. And given the fact that there's a perception that the U.S. is departing, and the U.S. has not come out and stated that it will be an offshore balancer, which is likely the direction that it's going in and has been very successful in Southeast Asia as an offshore balancer. If the U.S. could state that that was its position and it is not fully leaving the region, there may be less of a vacuum for China to fill. But in the meantime, I think poking the U.S. in the eye is a very major goal of what the U.S. What China can achieve in the Middle East.
Carice, we just have a minute. Has the U.S. commented on this strategic partnership, explained in any fashion what to expect?
I have not heard or read anything about U.S. statements. Generally, their reaction is that nothing China does in connection to the Palestinian-Israeli conflict should be taken seriously. I think that's a mistake. We should absolutely take it seriously, but we should also recognize that Israel has a lot of agency, and we need to ensure Israel's safety and security going forward.
Well, the reason I ask in particular is because there's an effort underway, we believe, for the Biden administration to, in some fashion, soften the relationship between Beijing and Washington. That's why I ask about this, because theoretically, this could be hostile. Theoretically,
it's important that the U.S. and China talk more. That we want to avoid war. That, I think, is the major concern by the Biden administration. The big picture is that if we want to avoid an accident, especially right, regarding the Taiwan Straits.
Carice Whitty, helping us understand this new strategic partnership between Beijing and Jerusalem. She is the founder and chief executive director of the Signal Group, Malcolm Hoenlein, Conference of Presidents. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, if you qualify, Zelthy providers can prescribe semaglutide, the same active ingredient, at up to 90% less without insurance. Done all online.
No wait at the doctor's office or pharmacy?
No wait. Zelthy can ship the same active ingredients as other expensive GLP-1s to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less. That's #250 keyword care.